Starting day the Torah Meister Chofei Adar Tavshin Pehe Rav Elio Pinchas Levi.
Okay.
Good morning. Rabbis today, Gemara says on Shmili Miluim is the Snos Nasora Torahs, taking 10 pluses. Today, there is L'chol HaPochus 2. The Yahrzeit, I don't know that, you leave for the Chassidim. Whose Yahrzeit it is? I believe there is some, but I don't know who it is.
Mrs. Leitner.
The first thing is, it's one of the Shivas Yimei Miluim. It's day number two. It's day number three. Sunday was the big first day of the Shivas Yimei Miluim. It's day number three, Shivas Yimei Miluim. The other thing is, it's Be'atzem Lefi Rabbi Lezer, this is Rishon Lebris Ha'olam. It's Machlokes in the Gemara, Machlokes Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. If when the world was created, Rabbi Lezer says B'nissan Nivra Olam, and Rabbi Yeshua says B'tishri Nivra Olam, and we know that for Rabbi Yeshua, Zah Yom Tchilas Masecha, we pass, and that's why we say it on in davening that Bris Olam means the day when Adam Rishon was born was created. That means it's the Yom Vav Lebria. The Yom Vav Lebria was, which is called Rishon Lebris HaOlam, Zetchilas Masecha, because that's the Tachlis of the world. The world arrived as its Tachlis. But that means is that Lefi Rabbi Yeshua it started Chofei Elul. So Ibazel Lechoyin Lefi Rabbi Lezer has to be the same Cheshbon. So today is beginning of the Bris HaOlam, Lefi Rabbi Lezer. And the emphasis is not only Lefi Rabbi Lezer. Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, Rashi, Tosis there has a big kasha, Tosis in Rosh Hashanah, and Tosis is busy with the cheshbonus of how do you cheshbonus the moilad of the Levana, and he says that every cheshbon of the moilad of the Levana you have to add Zat Tarmab, means it's Zayin Yomim Tesh Shos Tofresh Mem Beis Chalokim. And Tosis there tries to explain where does this Yisoid come from. And Tosis says, because even Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, which is Labris HaOlam Lemaisa, was in Tishri, but it, in Cheshbonus, the Klape Moilad HaLevana, they call it Moilad Toyu, there was the Rebbeinu Shalom, he said, it's Olo B'machshava, the Rebbeinu Shalom, there was such a Metzias, the Rebbeinu Shalom was Olo B'machshava. And that happened 6 months earlier, even though it's very hard to say 6 months earlier because there's no music of time. Time was created as with the time, time and space go together. One of Einstein's Yesodis. As the Yesod of time and space, the Yesod in Emesis, in Alpitei Reichazoi, the Yesod is the tears of time didn't exist before Yom Echad. But still, Tosis learns, as the Olam Achshava Kilo, as if we have a Medrash, as much as we don't understand it much, that there was Alpayim, the seven things which were created 2,000 years prior to Bris HaOlam, which is very hard to understand that Medrash, because there is no such thing as years, as long as there's no days. It's all Haba Atalia. But when you're handling in a time which is infinite, which everything, there's no such thing as Abashtetaz in Medrash. Wherever understanding and not understanding, there is such a musik. And the Tosis names on La Locha, there was a Moilat Toyu. Moilat Toyu was in Nisan. Therefore, the Olava Machshava, even if you're Rabbi Yeshua, Olava Machshava of Bris HaOlam was Chofei Adar. We have today's day in a certain way is the beginning of the beginning. Lefi Rabbi Lezer, it's the beginning. And Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, it's the beginning of the beginning. The Olam HaMachshava, which is Amor Digitok, which we say in a certain way, a Rosh Hashanah, to a certain degree, the whole Metzius of Olam Hazeh, and Olam Habon, the Bris Olam, was today, it's starting, has a start today. This is Chofei Ado, the greatest talk from Chofei Ado. The Amis is, Ich weiß, Adon, in Machzikas, they don't say Tachanun from beginning of Shivus Yimei Milui until Ich habe mal getroffen, Abba Lebos, und mir gesagt, bis Haia. It's back the same thing. Whoever the emphasis is in Aloha and Ishtokim Mekoyo, I tried to search hang right. It's finished.
Hey, here's my birthday.
Oh. That's
from a very independent person.
Oh. It's not that it's not in Aloha, it's not because of them, but in the Sefer Minhagim, it's brought as has a din of Abisime Simcha, it's Yomtev. We see that from Aleph Nissan till Yud Gimel Nissan, it's called a Yomtev, the Nesim, because it made a Yomtev Bishas Chanukah Mizbeach. That's why we don't say Tachnon. That's why we don't say Tachnon the whole of Nissan, because Yotzer Rav Chodesh. The Rav Chodesh is Yomtev, because you have the first 13 days, which is Yomtev, and then you have the 7 days of Pesach, so that's already most of the Chodesh is Yomtev, so then the rest of the Chodesh you don't say Tachnon. And that's brought in Halacha. That Chelik is brought. But it seems it was Yomtev, and therefore, the Shivus Yimei Miluim, the people who feel Zich not to say Tachnon, they hold it's a Yomtev also. Yichob Arayif in HaGemora, that it was not a Yomtev, Shivus Yimei Miluim. You look in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chof, it's a Gemara in Tainis also, which says that Chof Ches Adon, in the times when we kept Megillus Tainis. Now Megillus Tainis was in Tkufim from Bayis Sheni, all the Nisim which happened to Klal Yisrael, and every Tzoros which happened to Klal Yisrael. So the day where there was a Nes was a Yontif, and the day where it was Tzoros was a Tainis. That exists in the time. The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah's bottle Megillus Tainis, today we don't keep it. The only things which are left from Megillus Tainis is Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim were part of Megillus Tainis. This was things, happenings, which happened to Klal Yisrael in a later date, which they were kaveh Yom Tov. So Chanukah and Purim, the Rabbanon decided that's something which is Ledoros, which makes an impression Ledoros, and therefore even Klal Yisrael was not anymore in Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't anymore the circumstances which existed in that time where this Nes or this Torah happened. Therefore, most of Megillus Tainis is Botla. Chanukah and Purim are still part of it. But the Gemara says that in the times of Megillus Tainis, Chof Ches Adar was a Yontif. Now, if Chof Ches Adar was a Yontif, it's Mashmach Chof Zayin and Chof Tess is not. If it's not, so then you should be saying Tachnon. That's the emes. That L'chore, ich halte es arayf na Gemara, as best mit Avdiyah zogin Tachnon. Chutz, which I think the people don't realize what we're missing. I remember I heard the story, but the emes is Dover Poshet, that a certain Yid once came up to a chassan which walked into a shul and told him, "V'atach you get me rishus to take away my tachanun." Well, the chassan walks in, he doesn't say tachanun. So the yisoid is, medav v'shtein, so da gemor in Bar-Metzia, just to realize what tachanun is. The gemor in Bar-Metzia says that Reb Gamliel and Reb Elezer ben Hurkanus, the Gamliel, Reb Elezer ben Hurkanus, Megilekt in Cherem, was put in Cherem, and Rav Gamliel, Rav Lezer ben Hurkanus's sister, but Lozel's wife was a sister of Rav Gamliel. And she made sure that he should never say Tachnun. Every time, which didn't say, so the Shittim HaGebesta said, he didn't say Tachnun. He said she made sure to disturb him that the Tachnun shouldn't be for the outer half soccer between Shemen Esra. The koyach of Tachnun is, person stands in front of the Rebbein Shleil and Davon Shachis, and he has, we may rufen das a Yechides. He has a schus of personally addressing the Beir Olam when you finish such a meeting, and then you Nefilas Apayim. The site of Nefilas Apayim was that people used to, the Amistad, the Ikar Din Nefilas Apayim is to lie flat out. That's Be'etzim what Nefilas Apayim is. We don't do it because, as the Halacha it's brought, we don't do Nefilas Apayim in the fullest mouth, we just put our head down. But the Yisoid of Nefilas HaPayim is like we make Kerim on Yerushalayim Kippur, betzen to go down flat, and the Yisoid of that is A person is mevatel himself completely. When a person lies down to the floor, a person is mevatel himself completely to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in that situation, when he's completely mevatel himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then he asks, Shuvah Hashem chalta nafshi yisheini l'malchazecho. The Ribbono Shel Olam, he asks the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam, please help my heart. Let me become a poor two Eved Hashem. And then when he finishes off, Yivayishu b'alu ba'ud kol oivoy, Yeshuva Yivayishu roga. All my enemies will, b'koyach this, will get such a shock, they'll get all disappear. And the emes is, a person has that koyach. After davening in Shemin Esra, doing saying Tachnun, and that's what we see. That's why Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus, his wife stopped him every day. She said, shouldn't be straight away taken to Shemin Esra Tachnun, because she was scared that she's going to have one sniffle of Sapayim. And that's what happened. The Gemara says that once she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, and it was not Rosh Chodesh, and Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus, she came in the room, that's why she didn't make sure to disturb him. But I don't know what Blazer Hawkins thought, his wife is a klafter. Every time when he finishes Vanessa, straight away, disturbs him straight away. Abba, she once forgot, and he fell, she found him on the floor, in the field of Sapayim, and she screamed, "You're killing my brother." That's what happened, the Gemara says, Nafakola has become Nehu's Nifta. It was a murdering, a crack, we don't have the opportunity of saying Tachnu. But this is something which be'etzem it's novos. The halacha is when it's is a yontif, you're not in the mood, or you should be taka elevated in a way that the person cannot say tachnam. So shchodesh, says tubishvat, says pum cotton, pum godel. A person is taka elevated to the degree that he can't be in such a echetimtza. So lachalapach, what would you have to do if we don't say tachnam? So we have to chalapachos elevate ourselves, that we're besimcha, we're happy with the avodas Hashem, and then we have to appreciate what the days are. So to a little bit to understand vasadus kives and shivus yimei miluim, to give a little bit of an insight what the shivus yimei miluim is, and besides that today, which has a speciality, is that today, which is the tchila from the tchila of the bria, which this is another. It's also something to do with chinuch, with a person restarting a new start. So I want to start off with a little vault. So Amul Gata Kasha. There's a Rashi in this week's Sedra. You almost all know the Rashi. That Moshe, that after everything was finished and they brought the whole Mishkan to him. So then Moshe Rabbeinu had no chelik in anything. As it state. Here Rashi, by Yavius HaMishkan al Moshe. So Rashi brings, Shloyo Yecholim Lakimoy. Nobody could put up the Mishkan. Now the big problem was all the pieces were put together, but they couldn't set it up. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, "Fish le'asa Moshe shum melacha b'mishkan." He didn't do anything. He niach la'kodesh baruch hakamosa. The Ribbono Shel Olam left him to do it. Shloya yoch la'kim shum adam. Nachem skevid akoshim. They couldn't put it up because the koshim were terribly heavy. She'en kerech badam le'zoykfam. So what did they do? Moshe midoy. So then Rashi says that Moshe asked him, I can pick it up. The Ribbono Shel Olam helped Moshe Rabbeinu, and he managed to set it up. Without Amon Gat Akasha, I don't understand. All the 40 years, when the Levim traveled, who took down the Mishkan and put up the Mishkan? The Levim. Where was the Kovid Akosh? The Tertis. No problem. You take 10 Levim, it's a little bit heavy, you take 20 Levim, until they had Kach to pick it up. So where's the problem? So what was the problem? This is Akasha Bismar Molgat. What?
It won't go.
Moshe Rabbeinu
did the whole thing, lifted the whole thing up.
He didn't put it, he didn't say. No, he didn't. Pashas is the side of there is a the God of Akasha says Machus Kev is Akoshim. The Pashas is a mashma. When you see when it happened, it's easy, he set up each kerish. Not much more that the God says, "B'yom echach talkem es mishkan oil leidus." You hold it. It has to be all in one. I don't know where mechateza. Yeah, he lifts up every kerish and he put them straight next to each other. If you look in here, yeah, when we started the thing, he did everything. One by one. So I'm not sure if it's true. I saw that in the Mishkan, Avada, everybody together, they can do it. And that's what they did afterwards. The Levim together did it. But if you want to build a house, and the house should be mocking for Hashkos Hashchina, so it has to be built with one machshava. And 10 people together is not one machshava. It has to be like one person who sets up this house together. Boit Hashtub, a mensch Boit Hashtub. Nish 10 mensch. Imagine a couple gets married. I tell them to a chassel of one of my daughters. A couple gets married to his daughter, Shver, the Shvige, the Tata, the Mama. As they Boit Menschkin Stub. A Stub Boit Teina Alein. Will Boit Nayidish Stub. You build it yourself. It's you and your wife, which is one identity. This is how you build something. But will have Ekstel and Abayis. Abayis Daf have Ekstel. You have to set it away in a way that. You have to set it up all at once. And that was the emes, the what Moshe had to do is to set away the place where the Shechina should share. Has to be one person who does it. With the right machshava, with the right kavana, and then one person. So they knew there's no, one person can't. It's impossible one person could do it. But we see in the Shemes and Miloim Miloim is more than that. We see that in Parshas Noso it says, Vayi b'yoyim kalos Moshe, Lahokim is a Mishkan. That means it's Moshe Rabbeinu for 7 days, every day, set it up, put it, took it down. He set it up before Alois, just by Alois Hashacha, kept it on till just before Alois Hashacha the next day. Then he took it down and he set it up straight away again. But as it is mocha, because it states Pesach Chol Moed Teshu Yoyim Uvalaylo, that Aaron HaKohen and his children had to sit Pesach Chol Moed day and night. If he knocked it down before, so they weren't day and night in front of the thing, in front of the Mishkan. Therefore, it must be that he did it mamish, it was standing for 24 hours or 23 hours and 50 minutes. Then he took it down and he put it up again, and he did it for 7 days. He did it. Yom Kalos Moshe. The Hakim is a Mishkan. The last time when Moshe set it up was about the Shmini Miluim. In the emesis, Bedarf is Verstehen. Rather, we Machshavos. The Bnei Shlomo's Machshavos are deep, and we cannot grasp the end of it. But there is always something for us to learn. Moshe Rabbeinu, as we said, to set up a Mishkan was something which one person had to do. And it had to do with the right machshava, and then we could create a makom for Hashkos Hashchina. And the Moshe Rabbeinu told Moshe Rabbeinu, do it, stand it up. No, it's not going to be good enough. You'll have to take it down, set it up again. Next day, you'll have to take it down. A person has to realize, whatever we do in life, doesn't mean a first trial is going to work. And if it doesn't work first try, we don't. The Bekant the Meisav was Mazok Tibas. The B'chaim Velozhin went to the Goyim. The B'chaim Velozhin had the idea of making a yeshiva. The emes is yeshivas existed, all the doers that existed yeshivas. There was the Rabbeinu Tam had the yeshiva. But the way the difference between the B'chaim Velozhin yeshiva and the normal yeshiva, and the existing yeshivas was that in the existing yeshivas, which was all the doers was, there was a Talmud Chochem, and the Talmud Chochem was a rabbi which taught people learning. So then he was covered. Automatically, Talmidim came to him, and the Talmidim had to look after themselves. And they had the schus to learn with the rabbi. The rabbi was not busy with the tzrochim of the Talmidim. He was busy with teaching them Torah. The chiddush of Chaim Velozhiner Gevesen, that you make a yeshiva where everybody comes, and the yeshiva looks after the bocha. That is the chiddush of Chaim Velozhiner's yeshiva. They had a kibbutz where people don't come because of the rabbi. Namom is coming to the rabbi. I was intervened by the rabbis. Domin is coming to the rabbi. Is coming to learn and to zamen in the Beis Medrash. They came to gather themselves together in the Beis Medrash. That's what the chiddush of Chaim Velozhiner was. That which, because Torah, you realize the Torah was dwindling, and you realize we have to create Bata Medrashim where the Beis Medrash itself is the one which is feeding the Cheshek and the Gadlus and the growth in Torah. And this was the Chiddush Mechaim Elos Neshiva. So when he came with this idea, he came this Bechaya Agron, he came to the Goyim this idea, and the Goyim said, B'shum panim v'ayif nisht. Don't do it. And he didn't. And he pushed it off, I don't remember the amount of years, it was a certain amount of years, and he came back to the Goyim, and the Goyim then said, okay, do it. And the reason was, and I think, I don't know if Abraham Elojan himself said it, or one of the Talmidim said it, because the first time when he came to the Goyim felt he was too excited of the idea, so he felt, I give it to Lishmo. To be able to set up such a zacht, a new system of yeshivas, which this created a complete new environment, which today we are living on that environment, that has to be set up in a complete reine machshava, reine kavona, has to be completely clean and determinated towards the goal where we want to get to. And therefore the Goyim felt, when the Chaim Elojner came, he's too excited, nothing doing. That's not how we do things. You've failed, it didn't go, you come back again, no, you want to do it again? Now it's time to do it. And the emphasis, this is the limit we see in Shivas Yimei Milum. Shivas Yimei Milum, Moshe Rabbeinu set up a Mishkan, and the Mishkan, and he did it single-handedly, and it was a easy Ganes, as Rashi says. And once he set up a Ness, he would be very upset to knock it down again. Who said tomorrow's going to be the Ness again? Who told you tomorrow's going to work again? But the Shtar, he realized it's not finished in Gansen, it's not finished. It's still Yimei HaMiluim, it's still days which we're trying to fill ourselves up. And we knock it down, we set it up again. And we do another day of Karbonus, and that's how they did 7 days. And 7 days, knocking it off, setting it up, knocking it down. What?
Was it
Tzimur
from the
Persian
taking down?
Yes, it's Nishklo. In the Pasuk Shteitnish, in Pasuk Shteitnish. It says that the last b'yom when we see it says yes. What it does say is b'yom rishon lachodesh tokim es hamishkan. So it's mashma. There was a common now on the chodesh nissan which didn't exist prior. But if it was that all 7 days it has to be taken down every night, or it could have been standing for some time taking it down and then the maskana to set it up. It's a nishklo in the psukim. It is nishklo. Oh, but the limit from that is. That we have to know in life that we do something, and first of all, but I've listened with the kavana to every binyan. The kavana of every binyan is so much negaya. If somebody does something, any project we want to do in life, this could be a small project at home to ourselves, a chizuk in learning, a chizuk in tefillah, a chizuk in the mishpacha, a chizuk in the shtub, understand the shtub in a better way, the machshava, the kavana of it. It's very, very valuable, and it's vital to be that tzlach of the. The more a person has a kavana of avekstelling the zach richtig, the more kiyum it has. There's a moed you get tzfona in the beginning of this week's parsha. The tzfona says the whole Indian of one of the inyanim which eli pekuda amishka mishkan aedus. Why the Torah is so marich in all the amount of. Gold, silver, the chulu. So he says the Torah wants to tell us why. Rashi says the mal of the Mishkan was something which he brings down the Medrash. The Medrash says the Mishkan, all the kelim, anything which was created, which was made at that time, was something which never deteriorated. But it never got captured by the Oivim, and it still exists today. Where it is, it's hidden somewhere, I don't know. But B'chol Oivim, it's still around. Mashenkin, he says, Beis HaMikdosh, Zai Beis HaMikdosh Rishon, and Zai Beis HaMikdosh Sheni, the Oivim managed to get their hands on it, and it deteriorated also. We see, in the middle of Beis Rishon, the after of Pasha Shkolim, Lechiskus Bedek HaBais, there was a time that it was getting shabby. And the Mishkan never went through such a deterioration. So he says the reason why it was that way, he says it was for four conditions. He says the first thing is, he says, first of all, it was Mishkan Eidus. Because the Mishkan had an organ inside, which that was the Eidus, two things. The first one had the Luchas, which the Luchas is Michtav Elikim. But the Kedusha of a place which had Michtav Elikim, which the Rebbeinu Shlomo who wrote on the Luchas, that itself is the added the murder Kiddusha. Sides is as Edis the Shashchina Shere be Yisrael, the site of Mishkan Edis was a place where the Rebbeinu was Mashka Shchina Soi, and therefore that was plus number one, which gave it the Mishkan eternity. The second thing is Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe, who was the one who gave the job. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave the job, so as a person who incentive, which puts in the koichas in giving out the thing, has ashpon on how it's going to work out. We see the opposite way. We see the Weltzocht in by the Meraglim, since the Kavon of Klal Yisrael was not for asking for Meraglim was not a pure one. Therefore, it was koich apel ben nifal, and therefore, what happened is the Meraglim made a mistake because the Kavon was not right, and here fakel. Moshe Rabbeinu was the mitzvah on the Mishkan that gave the Mishkan a certain stability, never deteriorated, never got in the hands of enemies. The third thing is Avodas Halavim biyad Yisoma. That's it, all the Sfon of Anot. So they said, who was looking after it? Yisoma was from the Gedolei Hador, and the Levim was the ones which never bowed down to the eagle. People which are completely determined in serving the Rebbeinu Shleilam in the fullest way. They are the one which were in charge in looking after the Mishkan. If they're in charge of looking after the Mishkan, so then the Mishkan has a different Matthias, and that's why that's the condition number three. And condition number four is Betzal ben Uri ben Cho, the Matthew Huda also is called Ashatzi Hashem as Moshe. Who was the hand worker? Who's the one who did it? He says in by Shlomo, who was it? Was the people Chiram, Melech Tzor, and Tzidon? There was Goyim involved in creating the materials and making the Mishkan. Here, who's the one who did it? It was Bezalel. Bezalel was Betel Kael. He knew the Machshavos. Shenivru b'Shamayim v'Aretz. He knew the Tzuruf HaShemis. He knew the entire creation he had in his fingertips. And he put that whole machshav. He's the one who did it. He says these four conditions. This made that the Mishkan state something which stayed for the eternity, which we see here. And in anything which we do, the machshava, the poel, the people who are doing it, the more it's clean, the more it's lishma, the stronger it has a kiyum. And if you look around, sometimes if you look in the world, there's a lot of things which when it's done with a emes machshava is had the moedig atzlocha. The moshul, which I think is everybody will understand this, is the daf yomi. So given the daf yomi, it came. I remember I heard this once from Blaise Blashinsky. They came to him. Blashinsky once told me that Blaise Blashinsky was a brother-in-law of Rabbi Yashiv, is a son-in-law of Rabbi Levin. And I go to Talmud Chacham lived in Yerushalayim. He said that in 1980, they wanted to make by the Knesset Gedolah, there was all types of things, comes up with new ideas to do some new takonas similar to what Meir Shapiro did. So Blaise Blashinsky told me that I told them that in the mission it says, V'chol yom baskel yotze ma'achoyrev, v'yom v'olem l'briz v'yom v'yom v'yom. Every day there's a baskel coming out from Ba'achoyrev and screaming, what's happening to the people which are mevazah the Torah? Have we ever heard it? I haven't heard it. If you have heard it, I haven't heard it. He said, the Rameh Shapiro heard it. And if it comes from a person which the bren of such an idea comes from a lishma, now we see what that tzloch it had. The Yisoid comes as a person which has a full machshav, is the ganze machshav, is uftom v'klal Yisrael, a heart al-beinu shel teres, tutum vei, that when he can have that tzloch. This is the same you say it here. The more machshava, the reiner we are machshava is in anything we do, with ourselves, with our mishpacha, with Klal Yisrael, the more the cleaner it is, the more hatzlacha we will have in it.
Oh,
thank you. Also, Pashas, the Rashi learns as the Sein Lossed Lovid, Sein Amin.